A cause of a widespread fish mortality along the Salt River and Star Valley is determined. I'm Ray Hageman. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department has identified proliferative kidney disease, or PKD, as the cause of a recent fish die-off in the Salt River. The disease is triggered by a microscopic parasite called Tetracapsuloides bryosalmonae. After conducting specialized laboratory tests on fish from the river, the department's fish health laboratory, with help from the Wyoming State Veterinary Laboratory, confirmed the parasite's presence and evidence of parasite-induced mortality. Current findings show that mountain whitefish are the primary species being affected. Darren Ray, Jackson Region Fisheries Supervisor, says this event marks the first documented instance of a PKD outbreak causing significant fish mortality within Wyoming. He says, while it's difficult to get an exact count, we suspect that total mortality may number in the thousands. PKD outbreaks have been previously documented in neighboring states, including Idaho and Montana. A notable outbreak occurred on the Yellowstone River in 2016, resulting in a large-scale fish kill and temporary river closures. Carl Smith, Fish Health Program Manager, says these events are typically associated with environmental stressors, such as sustained low water flows and elevated water temperatures, which can trigger the pathogen in fish. He says the parasite lives in tiny, moss-like organisms called bryozoans that form colonies in the water. He says these organisms then pass the parasite along to the fish. Research is currently being conducted across the region and surrounding states to gain a better understanding of the complex relationships between various organisms and the environmental triggers that lead to severe clinical symptoms in fish populations. Fisheries managers in the Jackson region have long-term monitoring data from the Salt River, and biologists plan to conduct follow-up surveys in 2027 to assess the impact on the overall whitefish population. For now, the Salt River remains open for fishing and recreation. However, Game and Fish may implement emergency closures if the die-off continues at a rate that threatens the long-term health of the river. In the meantime, Game and Fish encourages anglers to try fishing in other areas to help reduce the stress on the Salt River's fish during this sensitive period. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.